Hello there, Dunder Mifflinites, and welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a sleepy time podcast to enjoy, relax, and fall asleep. Tonight we're looking at episode 20 of season 5. This is The Dream Team. Now, based on when this episode would come out, I'm not sure this will be as fresh and relevant, but I just watched the Bo Burnham special Inside, and I don't have a great sense for how old most people are that listen to this show, but I'm gonna have to guess that there are a number of millennials, that just because that's the sweet spot for The Office anyway. You know, I know it's beloved by many, but I think for me, what was so particularly special or resonant with Inside, and, well, I would say first off, Bo Burnham is my age, and I'll never forget watching him when I was in middle school on YouTube. So I've admired Bo Burnham for now coming up on a majority of my life, and it's been incredible to watch him go from incredibly talented, incredibly young, raw talent discovered on YouTube at a time when these sorts of things could happen, and morph into, you know, professional touring comedian but also filmmaker, and watch his progression over the years. So I would say that's the first thing, is that I already felt a pretty deep connection with Bo before the show. Never met him or anything. It's like he doesn't know who I am or anything like that. But, you know, just being on this like parallel path and age, but then Inside really drove home the incredible talent that he is, and having such a raw perspective on modern anxieties around burnout and like internet culture and anxiety, and like having that look, I think it just hit home in a way that was completely unexpected. And judging by the past, you know, day or two on TikTok, it seems like I'm not alone, which is good. But it also shows that he is not alone, which is also good. And it's like you just want to reach out through the screen and tell him, like, it's okay. Like, we're all going through it. And, yeah, so that's my review of Inside. I feel like I could talk about it for a while, but I also, you know, the past 18 months I've tried to avoid some of the wider issues going on in the world, because this, after all, this is a podcast to sleep to. This is not my time to vent my feelings about geopolitical troubles or what's really going on in the world. It's about focusing on an amazing show. So with that, I would say if you are looking for something to, you know, sit down and watch and escape on a Friday night, it's not Inside. If you are looking for an incredibly poignant, raw look at the way that I think many people felt in the last 18 months, with like just a touch or like with some incredible cultural commentary, which Bo is very good for. There's that. I'd also say that revisiting Make Happy, if you watch, so at the end of his last special, he did this, he did a bit, or, you know, a song, where he talks about how Kanye, you know, he weaves together this story about Kanye and Chipotle, and that song, I think, always resonated in a deep way, because it's clearly there's a level in there that's a cry for help, but because he's such a good performer, you don't really pick up on that. But now I've seen people kind of relitigating that song and realizing that if you can draw a straight line from the end of that special to inside the new special, and they happen, you know, 4 years apart or so, or I think 2016 to 2021, 5 years, and you can find all of these nuggets in his work over the past few years. So it's an incredible culmination of, you know, the way that he has evolved and developed. And because even going back to, I think that it's the special before that, there's a song called Art Is Dead, which is an amazing song. Again, it's another one that, like, has always stuck with me. And, but it takes on a new meaning seeing where he is today. And so, I would be surprised if most people hadn't at least heard of Bo Burnham, watched his previous specials, or at this point, if you haven't come across something on TikTok about him, you know, it's good. It was incredible. But that is Inside by Bo Burnham on Netflix. So let's get into the dream team here. This episode aired April 9th, 2009. It was directed by Paul Feig. Pretty good chance it was, I don't know, the writer's pulling up on this one, but, you know, this is a really cool, you know, three episode storyline. We had, oh my goodness, we had a 2 weeks last week. Michael quit Dunder Mifflin, and we have the dream team, which is when he assembles the Avengers. We start off with Jim's phone ringing. No, it's actually Kevin's phone ringing, because at the end of the last episode, Kevin was picking up reception. He says, "Oscar, it's your mom." How does Jim say this diplomatically? Kevin's doing exactly as well as somebody would have expected him to perform a position like that. Jim says, "Sit down, Andy. We have this transfer thing." Transfer. Extension, transfer. Here we go. And he sends it to Meredith. 1, 3, 4. So Kevin runs over to the phone and sends it to Stanley. And now they get it to Andy. Everybody's celebrating, and Andy says his mate died. And you have the contrast between Andy, behind Andy, you have everybody celebrating, and he's very upset. But big accomplishment. Good for you, Kevin. Pam is having her first day at her new job at Michael Scott Paper Company. Pam says, we already have a leg up on Apple. Michael Scott Paper Company. Michael comes out in a robe. Talk about a poignant take on anxiety. Michael's version of it is not getting dressed for work and making French toast. What shape of French toast would you like? Now we have Charles Minor addressing the conference room. We have Angela, Mindy, and is it Meredith? Yeah, Meredith. All the women are front and center. Andy has a question. How are operations day to day? Non-discretionary cuts. Stanley. Ooh. It just takes a look from Charles to put down the paper. Jim Albert, eyes up front. Yes. Good. Okay. And now Dwight, stalking head. The new boss does not find Jim adorable. Michael whipping up some eggs, and Michael has made about 25 pieces of French toast. No, it's got to be more than 25. Pam tries to stop him from mixing eggs and gets egg on him. I got eggs in my crock. I gave up the only job I ever loved to do this. I have egg in my crocs. Now Charles on the phone. We have Phyllis, Creed, and Stanley. Says I never see him eat. I never see him drink. Michael doing some poorly executed ab crunches, poor ab crunches, but in poor form. Pam says they're going to make a list to do. First, workout. You did that. Eat an enormous breakfast. Check. Don't patronize me, Pam. I'm not getting dressed. I need to find 100 clients. One realistic thing to do today. Assemble a dream team. Ryan. He's everything I'm not. And everything I am. He's the whole package. Vikram. Best salesman ever. Let's find him. We have a meeting with a potential investor. Putting together a presentation. Not so bad. Pam says we need to get you dressed. Sometimes, and when one person freaks out, the other one is calmer. use the word relationship. Let's go. Now, Andy watching soccer clips. I hate soccer, but guess who doesn't hate soccer? Charles Minor. He was in Germany for the 06 World Cup final. Jim is like, no. Jim says, I'm not how I operate. I've subscribed to the idea, if you want to impress your boss, you go into mediocre work half-heartedly. Michael Scott Paper Company. In the mail. Dear Mr. Scott, in violation of your condo agreement to conduct a business, penalty of forfeiture of residence. Song parodies. Achy breaky fart. My stumps. But a guy with no legs. We can do this. We can do this. That's Pele. Everybody sucking up. I didn't know we had so many soccer fans in the office. Jim, no, not a fan. A moral player. Really, Jim? I had no idea. You played soccer. Why? You never talk about it. You and Charles should kick the soccer ball around. What do you say, Jim? All right. See you on the field, bro. I used to play soccer in school, from second to fourth grade. Now we have Pam. We got Vikram. Where are we going? We have a meeting with an investor. Michael has to go to the bathroom. Excuse me, and he's going into bowling alley. It's a food of the wise man, the liquor of the fool. Michael has size 9s. Ryan, happy birthday to Sally, lane 27. Ryan is looking very annoyed. Michael is pitching that it's a company that has no files. Vikram asks, is it possible that he's bowling? It's possible. Hey, Ryan. This wasn't on the list. Everyone deserves a second chance. Oh, you get paid by the year at the bowling alley. Told you guys I'm busy. Now Ryan's grabbing some shoes and Michael says he already paid for himself. Vikram says these are prime selling hours, you know? Minor. Oh. Yeah. A little soccer with some trash in the kitchen. Yeah, it's gonna be the worst. Now we got the full car. Michael, Pam, Vikram, Ryan. Hey, Nana. Pam is like, Nana, what? If my Nana's investment club can become reality, then I'm sure it's what they wanted. Or does want. What this is a business I've worked toward my entire life. The most exciting, sought-after talent in the industry today. The Dream Team. Pam Beasley. Reaching for the stars. She may grab one. Vikram. His humble beginnings as a prominent surgeon. He risked it all to become the most successful salesperson in lipovendrin. The youngest VP in Dunder Mifflin history. Ryan Howard is bringing it. I spent the last 15 years learning the in and outs. The same business at a higher rate. By wanting it more, by working hard. I will not be beat. I will never give up. I am on a mission. Now we got the whole office outside. Forward. Striker. Dwight has his whistle. Jim's strategy is to touch the ball as little as possible. Michael says, I really think Papa would want you to do this. We can sell medicine. Give him a chance. Michael needs more. Okay. It's not a handout club, it's an investment club. And Michael has no investors. What kind of a name is Nana? Vikram says, can you drop me back at the company? And Vikram is out. Oh, he had Charles Minor. That drills Phyllis right in the face. Why would an experienced soccer player duck at the very last moment? Jim is sorry. Michael has cable and satellite as a backup as they arrive back at the condo. Two not so great things in a row. At least we got Ryan, he says. Pam says, can't do this. I had a real job. I sat 10 feet from my fiance. I should have gotten a tiny tattoo in my ankle. I was feeling impulsive. Who does this? Michael says, average people are the most special people in the world. Lists are good. Let's get you out of the car. Why out of everybody in the office am I the only one that came with you? You didn't listen to me. Here's the situation we are both in. We both quit. Those are the facts. Our choices right now is that you quit. We can start this paper company, we can try, or that's it, that's our only option. I do my best work when people don't believe in me. I went out, I scored more goals than anyone in the history of the hockey team. I'm going to go inside, make some calls, and I'm going to show you why you joined this company, okay? I mean, he has to have made a nice nest egg back after he broke up with Jan. He's calling Billy something. Keep it off the books. Not there. I stepped in. I took charge. Earlier today, Pam stepped up. She was the man. See a glimpse into the future Cafe Disco. Are you good? Yeah, you good? All right.
And there we have it.
Keep your friends close. Michael's got paper company. You have no legal right to kick me out. Here I am. The Michael's got paper company is going to open a big can of whoop ass. We're going to open a six-pack of whoop-ass. He looks scared. Michael's got paper. And there we are. So that'll do it for tonight. Next week, we have the officially titled episode, Michael's Got Paper Company. And we'll see.